You're tuned to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. The preface of a new book of photography begins with some lovely wordsmithery. In this landscape of blue agave, I discovered traditions of culture and religion, ancient and modern, indigenous and foreign. All were a reminder of my own complex Spanish and Native American mestizo heritage. Childhood memories resurfaced decades after I stepped across the Rio Grande into the United States as an immigrant child of 7. So writes Joel Salcido, who is a photographer and author of the new book, The Spirit of Tequila, and he joins us in the Texas Standard Studios. Joel, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's really awesome to be here.
I have to say that when I first saw this, obviously the images that you've taken here are stunning, but the storytelling too. I mean, it's poetic. It's really a beautiful book. And then you tell me that you started out, you didn't know anything about how tequila was made. Is that true?
It's absolutely true. I was completely ignorant, and I'm embarrassed to say it as a citizen of the U.S. from Mexican heritage. Actually, I was born in Juarez, Mexico. I'm a bit embarrassed to say that because I should know better, but I don't. And when this opportunity came to explore the world of tequila, I realized that I'm not the only one, that I'm actually a majority, especially in the States.
Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. I think that's quite true. Let's begin at the beginning. I guess there's something of a debate over where this comes from. I mean, because it had long been assumed that, I guess, European Spaniards who came to Mexico were the first to distill?
There's different studies and actually theories.
And some new evidence suggests that maybe it goes back far, much further back in time.
Yeah, I've read, enough, but nothing has really convinced me as concrete. But what we do know is, you know, the elixir itself, the origins come from the sacred pulque that the Aztecs used for ceremonial purposes and medicinal purposes. That we do know.
The pulque from the blue agave?
Not necessarily, no. But figuratively, the idea of using the agave as an elixir begins there.
I see.
The concept, right?
I see.
By the time the Spaniards come, what they do bring is the distillation process, which is obviously of Arab origin. Mm-hmm. And that's where the mestizaje comes from, where the Aztec culture of pulque meets the European culture of distilled, you know, liquids.
Could you tell me a little bit about the I'm going to mispronounce this, forgive me, jimadores?
Jimadores are they're literally the harvester of the blue agave, which is the specific agave that's used for tequila. They're formidable men. It's a very risky harvest because the daggers from the agave are pretty brutal. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got stabbed, I don't know how many times, just trying to take pictures amongst them. But they navigate through those agaves like poetically, you know, almost seamlessly. They use what's called a coa tool, and it's basically like a flattened, say, spear, a round spear towards the end. It's very sharp, so they deleaf the agave to get to the core, the piña, which is where all the sugars and eventually where tequila comes from. The labor that goes, the intensive labor that goes into this is pretty amazing. And I got a new admiration and respect for tequila and the men that work it, because you're dealing with 100 pounds, you know, core, piña cores, and they're literally hand lifted and carried on to trucks and so forth. But those jimadores are honestly the heroes of tequila. They are the heroes of tequila.
One of the most striking images in this book is titled Lord of the Fire. Can you talk about that figure? How does fire play into the tequila making process here?
Anybody that's, you know, had tequila, it has an inherent burn to it. But it also, in many ways, is analogous to Mexico's and Mexicans' passion for life.
Describe the image, if you could, for those who haven't seen it.
That particular image, I happened to be there twice when during my visits, during the week of the celebration of the Virgin of Guadalupe. Mm-hmm. So they have a lot of fireworks and a lot of festivities. They had Aztec dancers. And in that specific image, I captured that image right as the Aztec dancers had come out of the church and they were watching the fireworks and all this smoke and all this light was coming through. And I thought that was very symbolic of Mexico itself, because literally it involves, you know, an Aztec figure, a symbol amongst this smoke, you know, coming from fireworks.
I have to tell you that when this book came in to our offices, the thing that struck me most was this stunning image of a horse standing in a field of blue agave. And then you see the lines of agave plants and the landscape. This is not the Mexico that you see on the evening news. This is not the Mexico that I think comes to mind for a lot of Americans. A lot of Texans, I don't think, know this side of Mexico.
That's very true. You know, I came to the U.S. as an immigrant at the age of 7, right at the time of Kennedy's assassination. Mm-hmm. So I bring back those memories from watching him on TV, but I also brought back a lot of memories about the food, the taste, the flavors of Mexico, the colors of Mexico, and the landscape of Mexico. Mm-hmm. I brought that up, and that has never left me. So when I took on this project, which is strictly a personal project, I deliberately went out both to document this world of tequila, but also to see if I could relive my childhood memories, if I could find those special places that were unique and special to my childhood. Mm. And as I dug into these beautiful, beautiful towns in the state of Jalisco, I realized that it was all still there, this richness of culture, this richness of colors, and these beautiful people.
Everything you said to me indicates that what started out as a project for an independent visual journalist became almost a kind of a spiritual exercise.
Yes, I come from poverty, and I'm very sensitive to people. When I see poverty in Mexico, I can connect immediately. And I know the struggles, I know the pains, and I know their lives. I understand them. And I can show you a picture of my barefooted, you know, grandmother in this ranch called the Flea Ranch, El Rancho de la Garrapata. If you see that picture, the picture was taken in 1908. And it always reminds me of, those are my roots. You know, that's where I come from that dirt, poor poverty. And we've come a long way. Every time I go to Mexico, specifically the experience of this book, took me into all that realm that eventually is a spiritual journey for me. It is a spiritual journey because it's going back to my roots, going back to my Mexico, going back to everything that I valued and that has been instilled by my family, especially my mother. You know, so you can't escape that. It's in your blood, and that's your identity. And it's been like an incredible, rewarding, blind leap of faith.
What a reward. The spirit of tequila. Definitely to be savored slowly. The photographer is Joel Salcido, with a foreword by Paul Salopek. Beautiful book. Congratulations on it. Thank you very much for coming in and talking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you. And salute.